places of the verses. First one is in Matthew chapter 3, verse 13 to 15.
我们开始的时候，我们来读两段的经文。第一处是在马太福音的第
chapter 3,
第三章
verse 13 to 15,
十三到十五节。
Then Jesus came from Galilee to John at Jordan to be baptized by him, and John tried to prevent him, saying, "I need to be baptized by you, and are you coming to me?" But Jesus answered and said to him, "Permit it to be so now, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness." Then he allowed him.
当下，耶稣从加利利来到约旦河，见了约翰，要受他的洗。约翰想要拦住他，说：“我当受你的洗，你反倒上我这里来吗？”耶稣回答说：“你暂且许我，因为我们理当这样尽诸般的义。”于是约翰许了他。
Set of verses in Hebrew chapter 2, verse 14 to 18.
然后下一段是在希伯来书的第
chapter 14 to 18.
14到18节。
So the first part of the verses that Jesus said, for thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness.
在我们第一段的里面，耶稣说我们如此的是尽诸般的义。
Sometimes the Lord's word kept us wondering, why Jesus, he has no sin, why does he need to be baptized?
有的时候我们会思想，主耶稣他没有罪，可是他为什么需要受洗呢？
And why would he say, permit it thus it is fitting for us to fulfill all righteousness? What does it mean, fulfill all righteousness mean?
然后他说我们这样子做是尽诸般的义，什么叫做尽诸般的义呢？
And I think in Hebrew chapter 2, Hebrews, it gives a very clear answer.
我想在希伯来书的第二章，我们这里有一个很清楚的答案。
Let's read part of it. It's from verse 14 to 18.
从14到18节。
Inasmuch as then the children have partaken of flesh and blood, he himself likewise shared the same, that through death he might destroy him who had the power of death, that is devil, and release those who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage.
儿女既同有血肉之体，他也照样亲自成了血肉之体，那要借着死败坏那掌死权的，就是魔鬼，并要释放那些一生因怕死而为奴仆的人。
Verse 16 to 18. For indeed he does not give aid to angels, but he does give aid to the seed of Abraham. Therefore in all things he had to be made like his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make propitiation for the sins of the people. For in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, he is able to aid those who are tempted.
他并不救拔天使，乃是救拔亚伯拉罕的后裔，所以他凡事甘与他的弟兄相同，为要在神的事上成为慈悲忠信的大祭司，为百姓的罪献上挽回祭。他自己既然被试探而受苦，就能搭救被试探的人。
Here we see verse 17, therefore in all things he had to be made like his brethren.
所以我们看见的十七节，所以他凡事该与他的弟兄相同。
So indeed, today it is our baptism meeting, and we see those brothers and sisters, they are going to be baptized.
所以今天是我们的敬礼，我们看见有许多弟兄姐妹他们要受浸。
But when we see them getting baptized, actually it is not just them baptized.
我们看见他们受浸，可是不只是他们受浸。
And the brothers who are going to baptize them will say, "We baptize you into Christ Jesus."
那些要施浸的弟兄会跟他们说，我们让你受洗归入主耶稣的名下。
So it is not just them; they themselves have this event, this transaction in themselves.
所以不是他们自己就是在他们的身上经过这样的事。
But they have transaction with the Lord together here.
他们就是跟主一起的有这样子的一个过程。
So therefore, our Lord said, thus it will fulfill all righteousness.
所以我们的主说,
and therefore he said he had to be in all things, he had to be made like his brethren.
所以这里说,
so one of the most important aspects of the baptism is these brothers and sisters, they are union with Christ.
就是我这些弟兄姐妹他们与主合而为一
in death and in resurrection.
在他的死和在他的复活上
okay. Let's just pray and commit these brothers and sisters to the Lord, and then we will start having these brothers and sisters come up one by one to give testimonies.
所以我们来为他们祷告 在我们 待会儿我们就会请这些弟兄姐妹一个一个上来 有一些见证
And because we have 8 brothers and sisters, so each of them only have maybe 3 minutes, including translation.
因为我们有8位弟兄姐妹, 所以每一位有差不多3分钟的时间也包括翻译, 能够, 有这样的见证。
And afterwards, our brother Lawrence will give us a word of exhortation.
然后之后我们 Lawrence弟兄会给我们一些劝勉的话。
And around 12:30, we will all go downstairs and witness the baptism of these brothers and sisters.
然后12点半左右我们就会一起下楼,
Lord, we do commit these dear brothers and sisters, commit their baptism before you.
主啊,我们这是把今天的敬礼,把这些弟兄姐妹都交在你面前。
But we know that not only our God in our Father in heaven rejoice, and even the angels, Lord, all of us are rejoicing over these brothers and sisters, over their baptism.
主，我们不只是天父喜乐喜悦这事，更是天使还有弟兄姐妹我们一同的喜悦主今天的经历。
So indeed, we pray that you yourself will be exalted in our midst.
主，我们祷告是你自己在今天聚会当中被高举。
And cover us from the beginning to the end. Lord, everything will be glorifying to you.
所以从头到末了, 都叫一切的事都能够荣耀你。
In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。
The brothers and sisters, I will call your name and please come up. And one by one, the first one will be our brother Low Tianbo.
Low Tianbo. 我们请，我会就是说他们的名字，就请他们来上做见证。第一位是 Low Tianbo 弟兄。
弟兄姐妹，大家好。
Greetings, everyone.
我姓楼, 叫楼天博。
My name is Low Tianbo.
今天我很高兴站在大家面前, 在神面前, 要做个见证。
I'm very happy today to stand in front of everyone to do a testimony.
非常高兴今天神带领, 拯救了我, 带领了我。
I'm very happy that God has led me and He has saved me.
就是我在教堂里走了好长，上教堂好几年时间都没有正式的认识到我们的神。
So I've been walking and in church for many years, but I have not truly known our God.
所以因为 去年10月份，我呢在一次的车祸中，真是见神，真是现了神的大能，拯救了我的生命。So
it was last April. I was in a very serious accident, but God's mercy has saved my life.
在那次车祸当中，我被车那个撞了，这就倒在地上，满口是血，这头上都。 流了血一大堆的地上流了一大堆的血。So
I was hit by a car and I fell on the ground and my head was very bloody and my mouth was filled with blood.
当时我倒在地上的时候就 这个脑子就是天旋地转，我的心里只有想着主，救我，主啊，你救我。
So when I fell on the ground, my head was spinning, and all I could think, and all I could say was, Lord, save me, Lord, save me.
所以后来呢，我就被打个911那个电话，人家报了警，就送到这个医院里去，在医院里做了检查。
So someone called 911, and so I was sent to the hospital. I had some tests.
这后来托主的主，这有主的保守，给我的身体检查了以之后呢，就这个脑子里面呢有少量的出血。
So by God's mercy, the test showed that I had some blood in my brain.
后来又转到呢，原来是一开始呢是在法拉顺医院见我的这个吐乳里边有那个这么严重，就把我转诊到那个吉米加那个医院里去。
So I was transferred from the Flushing Hospital to Jamaica Hospital because they saw the blood in my skull.
对啊，在吉米加医院里做了 CT 说什么，大概做了好多的这个检查，我自己不太清楚。
So I'm not familiar, but they did many tests in the Jamaica Hospital of the CTs.
对，我在这期间，我的心里只有想到主。只向主祷告，叫主救我。
So all I had in my heart was to cry out to God, the Lord save me.
奇怪的是，这主真的他拯救了我，我在医院里只住了一个夜晚，第二天就基本上全出院了。
So the Lord truly saved me, and He heard my prayers. Even I only stayed in the hospital one night.And I was able to be discharged the next day.
是啊，到现在我就基本上就康复了，就是这，所以说这都是神的恩典，是神救了我，神给了我第二次生命。
So truly, God has given me a new life, and He has saved me.
所以我今天说的就是这个见证，向大家见证一下神的恩典。
So I want to speak, I'll testify of God's grace on me.
好的，好，谢谢大家，感谢神。
We thank the Lord.
下一位是江一波弟兄。
The next is Brother 江一波。
兄弟姐妹。早上好。
Brothers and sisters,
我是江一波。
My name is 江一波。江一波，
我从孩儿的时候，每当我生病的时候，我奶奶和姑姑都会为我祈祷。
When I was young and when I fell ill,
耳闻目染，主耶稣所展现的无条件的爱与无私的救赎，深深的打动了我。
Somehow the incredible love of the Jesus has truly moved me.
在奶奶和她兄弟姐妹的见证下，我终于接受了主耶稣为我的救赎。
Through my relatives their words, I was able to receive the grace of the Lord Jesus.
信耶稣以后，我的生活有了很大的改变。
So after I believed in Jesus, my life has changed a great deal.
开始更加珍惜生命中的每个时刻。
I began to treasure every moment in my life.
更加感恩所拥有的一切。
And be very thankful for everything that I have.
我总相信神与我同在。
And I trust that God is with me.
我受尽的决心是来自于我对信仰的深入理解和对基督救赎的挚爱的感激。
So my baptism is a result of my thanksgiving for the Lord Jesus.
表示对信仰的决心和对神的奉献的行为。
And it's an action to reflect the love of God that He has on me.
因此我决定在慎重思考和虔诚的祈祷之后。
So after solemn prayers,
经过四十多年的信主之路，通过受浸的方式将自己的信仰带入一个新的层面。谢谢大家。
So after 40 years, I want to reflect this the walk of faith that I have lived in for 40 years.
下一位是董秀荣。
Next is Sister 董秀荣。
弟兄姐妹好。
Greetings, brothers and sisters.
我是董秀荣。
My name is 董秀荣。
记得在我懂事的开始。
Since I was little.
礼拜天我就跟着妈妈去教会。
So I've been going to the church with my mother.
那个时候也不太懂什么是主啊，什么是基督徒啊。
So at that time, I have no idea what is the Lord, who is the being a Christian.
去了一段时间以后，慢慢的就知道了一些道理。
So after some time, I began to know some, I have some understanding.
然后我妈就叫我去接受耶稣做我的救主。
So my mom says you can accept the Lord Jesus as your Savior.
在那以后，我妈就跟我说：“你什么事情能做，什么事情不能做，要记得。”
And so my mother told me, some things you can do, some things you cannot do.
到了美国以后，我亲身体会的一次我终身难忘的生死攸关的一件事。
So after I came to the U.S., I experienced something that was very life-changing.
使我更加懂得主耶稣的宝贵。
That made me realize how precious the Lord Jesus is.
记得06年的年底。
At the end of 2006,
我跟我的先生带着我的小儿子去亚特兰大去做工。
My husband brought my youngest child to Atlanta to work.
车刚开还不到一个小时。
After driving for not even an hour.
那天下雪又加上下雨，地上都结冰了。
It was a snowy day and it was very icy on the road.
车子打滑的一直在路上转。
So the car spinned on the road.
那个时候我也不知道祈祷什么，就一直心里在叫，我妈的主啊，我姑的主啊，你快来救救我。
So I didn't know what to say, so I could only say my heart,Oh, the God of my mother, the God of my aunt, help me.
真的神的奇妙，在路上转了五六圈起码，然后呢就到路边了，
so
就停下来。
It's through a miracle of God that the car, after spinning five or six times on the road, stopped by the side.
那个时候后面的一个货车，很大的货车就从我身边呼啸而过。
And at that time, a big truck just roared by.
真的，主的奇妙救了我们三个人，毫发无损。
It was a miracle of God that saved all three of us.
这些事情后，我深深的懂得。
So after this, I deeply understood.
只有主耶稣才是我们的依靠。
But only the Lord Jesus is our trust.
这次决定受洗之前，我是这么想的，我是做的还不够好。
So I was thinking.Before that, I haven't done well enough.
你受洗还好像很差得很远。
You're still very far from being baptized.
现在我懂得了，每个人都不是完美的。
But now I understand that no one is perfect.
离主耶稣的要求还是相差得很远。
We're still far from the Lord Jesus demands.
所以我这次下定决心去受洗。
So I decided to be baptized.
为了灵魂得救。
That my soul can be saved.
求主耶稣带领我脱离一切罪恶。
May the Lord lead me to be apart from my sins.
重新做一个真正的基督徒。
And that I may be renewed to be a good Christian.
在主里慢慢成长。
And that I may grow in the Lord.
感谢主。
We thank the Lord.
下一位是史丹弟兄。
Oh, next is Brother 史丹。
大家好。
Greetings, everyone.
感谢主。
I thank the Lord.
感谢了我。
I thank the Lord that in my life,
得到重生。
I'm able to be born again.
今天感谢走进内心无限的感谢。
Today I'm getting baptized and I'm filled with thanksgiving. I thank the Lord.
下一位是傅爱斌弟兄。
Next is Brother 傅爱斌。
我大学没有上过，可说话也不会说，只能大声大叫。可是我一家人都给我炒房了，他们都跑了，而一个人呢又留在这里啊。都是呢，大家呢。帮忙我，有兄弟带我过来，都是靠主耶稣帮我。
让他翻译。
翻译，我怎么翻译？我
他给你翻译。
啊？
我说一句。
OK， 没关系，反正呢，我只是想说什么我也不会说。
说的。
别说像是说一点什么东西，你又说不出来。
你讲一句，
然后
你翻译。
翻译 OK。
So the Lord Jesus says, even though.
我反正是感谢主耶稣。
So I want to say I thank the Lord Jesus.
还要感谢兄弟姐妹带我这里。
Brothers and sisters to bring me here.
我没有来到这里，我就没有今天。我想不通了。
If I did not come here, I would not have today.
我以前流浪了，在公园。
I have been idling in the park.
可有今天都是靠。我们还要老乡帮忙我。
耶稣
基督丢了，
你
们一天还没有，吃饭都在排在那边有个地方，有风啊，饭盒，没办法，我儿子打电话他都不接啊，我女儿在巴拉省，看到都不叫，他也没有叫我父亲，我也没有叫他。
My daughter even
当时我
就
吐了，我有好多事情都吐了，都吐了。我到今天想我要悔改改了，我要改了。我古语读的太烂了，我在餐馆里就翻译了，他们说我古语太差了。没办法，没有文化。但是呢，我说什么也说不出来，就是感谢主耶稣，感谢兄弟姐妹们，我就是这样。只求主耶稣保我平安。身体健康就 OK 了。
谢谢大家。
我不会说话，我不靠说话吃饭，我一天都是。
Actually, the brother, just for those who speak English, his family all left him to himself, like.No one accept him. He was wandering in the park, and brother and sister met him, and he accepted the Lord Jesus and really praised the Lord for everything the Lord has led him so far. Yeah. Next one, we will have brother Ryan Zhao. Ryan Yao.
下一位是姚 Ryan 姚弟兄。
Hello, everybody. My name is Ryan.
大家好，我的名字叫 Ryan.
Today I am here to get baptized.
我今天要受浸。
God did many things in my life, and I'm going to share one of them.
神在我生命里做了许多的事，我要分享一件。
I go to a Christian school, and my school requires all students to memorize Bible verses every month.
我去一个基督徒的学校。 他们每一个月都要求我们要背诵一些经节。
And in fourth grade, we were required to memorize Colossians 3:13.
所以四年级的需要背诵那个哥罗西书的4:13.
And it says, bearing with one another, and if one has a complaint against another, forgiving each other as the Lord has forgiven you, so you also must forgive.
Sorry.哥罗西书，sorry，哥罗西书的第
三章十六节，
当用各样的智慧把基督的道理丰丰富富的存。13节，倘若这人与那人有嫌弃，总要彼此包容，彼此饶恕。主怎样饶恕了你们，你们也要怎样饶恕人。
When I was younger, when people wronged me or offended me, they would come to me and ask for forgiveness, and I would say that I forgive them, but my forgiveness wasn't real, and I would hold a grudge against them.
如果有人他们跟我有一些嫌隙他们会过来他们会过来然后我说饶恕他们可是我的饶恕其实不是真的。
After memorizing Colossians 3:13, this verse stayed in my heart and God slowly started to change me through his spirit.
在我背诵了这个哥罗西书3:13之后神慢慢的在我的心里动工。
And after memorizing the verse, when people wrong me or offend me, I would actually forgive them just as Jesus has forgiven us.
所以当后来如果有人就是对我有对我有得罪我我就真的是用主一样饶恕我们的那个饶恕来饶恕他们。
Thank you everybody and thank God.
谢谢主也谢谢主谢谢大家。
Next one, Brother Matthew Zhao.
下一位是Matthew Zhao 弟兄。
Thank you, short for this. Hi.Good morning. My name is Matthew Zhao.
大家早，我的名字是 Matthew.
Today is a special day because today is the day where I get baptized and also where I share my testimony.
今天是一个很特别的日子，因为是我受浸的日子，我也可以做一个见证。
And why I want to get baptized and why I believe in the Lord.
为什么我要在愿意在主跟前受浸呢？
The reason why I believe in the Lord is because whenever I'm sick or taking a test and I don't understand it, I pray and then I understand it.
我为什么要信主？因为每次我要考试的时候，如果我不了解的话，我可以跟主祷告，主就可以让我理解。
And I feel better.
然后我就会比较舒适。
The reason why I want to be baptized is because the Lord has helped me with every single one of my problems.And he was every single one of us. So that is why I want to get baptized.
我愿意受浸，因为主耶稣他拯救了我们每一个人。我愿意在他面前受浸。
next one, I think the last one is Brother John Lin.
最后一位是林John林弟兄。
Hello, brothers and sisters.
弟兄姐妹好。
My name is John Lin.
我的名字是John Lin。
Today I will be baptized in the name of the Lord.
我今天要奉主耶稣的名受浸。
When I was little, I knew that Jesus, well, the teachers just told me that Jesus.Died on the cross for me and all my sins.
我在小的时候呢，老师有跟我们说，主耶稣为我们的罪，被钉死在十字架上。
When I was small, when I was in my mom's belly.
当我还在我妈妈的肚子里的时候。
I used to kick it a lot, and my mom couldn't sleep.
我以前曾经会踢她的肚子。
And it would, it would make her suffer a lot.
所以她为了我受了很多苦。
Now I feel bad.
现在我心里就很不舒服。
As Psalm 51 verse 5 quotes, surely I was sinful at birth, this sinful from the time my mother conceived me.
是诗篇五十一篇第五节，我是在罪孽里生的，在我母亲怀胎的时候就有了罪。
I know I have done a lot of bad things in my life.
我知道我在生命里面做了许多的坏事。
Some of them aren't really major, some of them are pretty big.
有一些不算太大，可是有一些蛮大的。
When I was small, I also had some asthma attacks.
在我小的时候，我也有一些哮喘。
And occasionally have had some fevers.
我也有一些时候会发烧。
But my mom always prayed for me.
可是我妈妈都会为我祷告。
And every single time she prayed.
然后她每一次祷告的时候
I would get a lot better.
我都会慢慢好起来。
Jesus is my savior.
耶稣是我的救主。
My master.
我的主人。
And my sanctifier.
他也是叫我成圣的。
I will follow him for the rest of my life and serve him and love him.
我会一生都追随他，我也要一生都爱他。
I will do it with all my heart, my mind, and my soul.
用我的全心全意来爱他。
Amen.
Let me give the time to our brother Lawrence. 我们把时间交给 Lawrence 弟兄。
Brothers and sisters, what joy it is to hear all those testimonies.
弟兄姐妹，我们可以听到这样的见证，何等的欢喜乐！
So of course, today's baptism is a major milestone for the brothers and sisters who are getting baptized today.
所以今天的敬礼对那些要今天受敬的弟兄姐妹是一个崭新的日子。
But even for those who have been baptized, maybe even for many years.
可是对那些已经或许受敬许多年的人。
I hope this is not just yet another baptism.
我希望这一天不是又是另外一次的敬礼。
Because as we gather as a body of Christ to witness the testimony,
因为我们是基督的身体聚集在这里看见这个奇迹。
I believe that the Lord even used this very occasion to encourage all of us.
我相信主也要用这个机会来激励我们每一个人。
And I have a question for you, which is, have you ever have the experience of getting transported?
我有一个问题要问大家，我不知道你有没有一个机会能够被好像被运送。
So my experience with being transported is from tea, drinking tea.
我有好像被运送的经历是借着喝茶来的。
Because I love this green tea that I brought back with me from Fujian when I was in China.
我有机会从福建当我去大陆的时候，我带了一些茶叶回来。
So when I now brew it, steep it, and then smell it, it always transports me back to the mountains of Fujian.
这个绿茶每次我喝的时候呢，它好像就把我送回到那个福建的那个地方。
I feel like I can see the workers picking the leaf, and you can smell the mountain air.
我可以看到那些他们在采那个茶叶。你也可以闻到山里的气息。
Well, so I say that is because today we'll need the Holy Spirit to do some transporting for us.
所以我为什么讲呢？因为我们今天需要圣灵来帮我们运送到一个地方。
And I'm not talking about transporting us back to the moment when we were baptized.
我不是说好像他要把我们送回到我们受浸的时候。
But it's to the moment when the children of Israel just crossed the Red Sea.
可是要送到那个以色列的百姓刚刚穿过这个红海的那个时候。
So in the Bible, the crossing of the Red Sea is a type.
在圣经里头，这个过红海是一个代表。
Just like the Ark, Noah's Ark is a type of Christ and his salvation.
就好像这个约柜就是这个基督的一个 代表。
And so the crossing of the Red Sea is a type of baptism in the Old Testament.
所以这个过红海在旧约里头是一个这个敬礼的一个代表。
And that moment when the children of Israel just crossed the Red Sea perfectly captures the essence of the baptism that we're about to witness today.
所以就当那个以色列人他们刚刚过了红海的时候，那个时刻就完全的捕捉到我们今天这个敬礼的意义。
And I think we know the story of Exodus well.
我想我们都知道出埃及记的故事。
That the Israelites, they came out of Egypt after the 10th plague.
那些以色列民,他们在第十灾之后,他们离开了埃及。
Where all the firstborn in the land of Egypt were struck except the children of Israel.
就是在埃及的,所有在埃及的那个守身的,头身的,他们都被杀死。
And they follow the pillar of cloud by day and the pillar of fire by night.
所以他们在白天,他们就跟着云柱,晚上有火柱带领他们。
And that the Egyptians decided to pursue them.
到红海。
And as we know, the Lord parted the waters, and they crossed on dry land to the other side.
所以我们知道我们的主把红海打开,然后以色列人就从干地上走过。
And all the chariots and the horsemen perished in the Red Sea.
所以埃及的马车跟马他们都被葬在海。
So this is where we need the transporting, because now, instead of being here in Flushing, imagine you are on that shore looking behind at the Red Sea.
所以我们现在就需要圣灵来运送我们。我们不是在法拉盛了，我们现在已经在那红海的对岸。
That may be a day before you weren't even sure if you were going to be alive.
在那个之前的那一天, 你都不确定你是否会活着。But
that you just walk through the Red Sea on dry land.
可是你刚刚才从干地走过这个红海。And
seeing you're completely free from the Egyptians.
你就看见你完全的从埃及的手腕当中释放了。And
then back in Exodus 15, that was the moment when they sang a song to the Lord.
在出埃及记的15章，他们向耶和华唱歌。And
that's sometimes called the Song of Moses.
有的时候这个叫做摩西之歌。So
when I sought the Lord for what words that He does He have for us, that's what He pointed me to.
当我在主面前寻求的时候，话语的时候，他就就是跟我指向这一段。I'll
just share a few very simple reflections on this.
所以我就稍微分享一些关于。If
you turn to Exodus 15.
我们如果翻到出埃及记15章。Maybe
I'll just quickly read verses 1 and 2.
我就读第一、第二节。Then
Moses and the children of Israel sang the song to the Lord and spoke, saying, God will sing to the Lord, for He has triumphed gloriously. The horse and its rider He has thrown into the sea. The Lord is my strength and song, and He has become my salvation. He is my God, and I will praise Him, my Father's God, and I will exalt Him.
那时摩西和以色列人向耶和华唱歌说：“我要向耶和华歌唱，因他大大战胜，将马和骑马的投在海中。耶和华是我的力量，我的诗歌也成了我的拯救。” 这是我的神，我要赞美他，是他是我父亲的神，我要尊崇他。So
my first reflection is just the fact that how the children of Israel were so filled with joy that they broke out into songs spontaneously.
我第一个思想到的就是，他们的心是何等被充满感谢，所以他们在过了红海以后，他们马上就唱歌。And
this morning we gathered at the Lord's table.
今天早晨我们在主的桌子面前。And
we're reminded of what the Lord has done.
我们被提醒主所成就的大事。But
now, just like when the Israelites were standing at the shore of the Red Sea, looking back at what has happened.
可是就像那些以色列人,他们在红海的对岸,他们回头看发生的事情。The
baptism today gives us yet another occasion to be reminded and refreshed of just how amazing the Lord's salvation is.
今天的敬礼再给我们一次机会，让我们看见神的拯救 跟他的大恩是何等奇妙。
I hope you felt it this morning as well, that I really sense that the Lord really was impressing upon our hearts that just how marvelous, how wonderful, how salvation is.
我希望你今天和我一样，我们早晨都感受到他的救恩，他的救赎是何等的美好。
So, brothers and sisters, are we filled with the joy of his salvation?
所以弟兄姐妹，我们的心是否充满了对救恩的来的喜乐呢？
Not just for the brothers and sisters who are getting baptized today.
不是单单为那些要受浸的弟兄姐妹。
As Isaac was alluding to, not only is it between the Lord and those who are getting baptized, but we, everyone here is involved.
所以不只是就像 Isaac 弟兄刚刚讲的，不是只有单单就是那些要受浸的弟兄姐妹，我们所有的人都在里头。
Because if you remember how the Lord has saved you, what he has done.
如果你记得神如何拯救你，他所成就的一切。
If you do, we cannot be silent.
如果你记得的话，我们就不应当是安静的。
I mean, the stones would cry out.
因为石头都会跳起来。
And so today, it is not just, you know, we have some people getting baptized and then the rest of us are just spectators.
所以不是今天只有一些人要受浸，然后别的人都是观众。
But if you remember, we read, all the children of Israel sang together.
因为我们刚刚读到，所有的以色列人，他们都一起唱歌。
So this is for all of us. The baptism today is not just for a few, but we are here together because they are baptized together in the body of Christ.
所以这不是只是那些受浸的弟兄姐妹，他们要归入主的名下，可是我们与他们一同。
Now my second reflection of this is maybe we can take a look at a few other words.
我第二个思想到的，我们也许可以看另外一节。
I'll just point you to it. Maybe we read verses 4 and 5.
我们读第四、第五节。
In Exodus 15, it says, Pharaoh's chariots and his army he has cast into the sea. His chosen captains also are drowned in the Red Sea. The depths have covered them. They sank to the bottom like a stone.
出埃及记第十五章第四节。法老的车辆、军兵，耶和华已抛在海中，他特选的军长都沉于红海，深水淹没他们，他们如同石头坠到深处。
So my reflection is simply that how the children of Israel, when they were standing there, they must have felt a complete and real separation from the Egyptians for the first time.
所以我的思想呢，就是那些以色列人他们在红海的对岸。他们看到发生的这些事情，他们发现他们与埃及真是有第一次的有一个非常完全的一种隔绝。
It talks about it sank to the bottom like a stone.
他讲他们如同石头坠到深处。
At the bottom of the ocean.
在那个河这个海的深处。
Somehow the reminder that we are dead to the world and the world is dead to us is never enough for all of us.
这个我们看世界如同死的，世界看我们也如同死的。我们好像我们需要听得更多这句话。
We're never reminded too much of that.
我们需要经常被提醒这个。
Because we do live in this world, even though we're not of this world.
我们虽然是在这个世界里头，我们却不属于这个世界。
But so often we still live like we are being driven by the Egyptian taskmasters.
可是有的时候我们还觉得我们是被那个埃及的那些这些他们法老的人他们来控制我们。
Or the chariots of Egypt are still on our tail.
或者是这个埃及的这些车辆马车还是在我们后头。
That's usually because of the pressures of this world.
因为这世上的一些压力。
And it's easy to forget that, but we are dead to this world, and this world is dead to us.
我们很容易就会忘记，我们看世界应当是死的，世界看我们也应当是死的。
I know this can be a whole message on its own, so I'm only touching it lightly.
我知道这个其实本身就可以是一章的讲章，可是我只是非常很快的看一下。
But it is just so relieving to be reminded that the chariots, the horsemen, the army, they all sank to the bottom of the ocean.
所以对我适合等的激励，就是这些法老的车辆、军兵，耶和华都让他们坠到这个海的深处。
And the third reflection that I have,
然后第三个我思想到的,
is that the right hand of the Lord in this song was mentioned three times.
就是这个耶和华的右手。 在这个诗歌里头有提到三次。
You see that in verse 6 and you see that in verse 12.
在第六节,在第十二节我们都看见。
And it really caught my attention.
这让我注意到。
When the Bible repeats something, it's always something special.
当圣经重复一句话的时候,这是非常特别的。
In fact, I looked it up, this is the most number of times the right hand of the Lord is ever mentioned in one chapter.
就是在我注意到，就是只有在这里是右手，就是耶和华的右手，他被提到这么多次。
And so I looked up the many times, I looked up in more than 15 instances when they were mentioned in the Old Testament.
在旧约里头有15次，这个他的右手被提到。
And they talk about different things, but there is a bit of a common theme.
他都提到不一样的事，可是他们有一个一致的一个概念。
It always talks about three things.
他通常都是讲三件事情。
It's always, when that mention is always about the Lord's victory over his enemy.
通常都是讲到主他如何在仇敌身上得胜。
It's always about, number two, the Lord's salvation.
第二，他就是关乎神的救恩。
And third, it's always about the Lord's strength and power.
第三就是关乎神的他的能力跟他的大能。
So the right hand of the Lord in the Word of God, it almost appears as if this is one of the mightiest display of God's power.
所以耶和华的右手，他真是发表出来这个耶和华大的能力。
And so you find that, but interestingly, there's a connection between the right hand of the Lord and baptism.
所以我们看见，在耶和华的右手跟这个敬礼是有关系的。
Almost as in baptism is a display of the mightiest power of God.
好像从敬礼里头我们看见了神的奇异的大能力被彰显出来。
I don't know if you ever realize, but as we see in the time when the brothers rise from the water,
我们可以看见当弟兄姐妹从水里起来的时候,
it is not as if they're just coming out from the water,
他们不是只是从水里起来,
but it is the right hand of the Lord that's rising them up,
而是神的右手把他们, 扶起。
And so, of course, the question for us for the daily living is, but do we experience that right hand of the Lord?
我们从实际方面，我们是不是有这样子经历神的作为呢？
Are we living in victory?
我们是否是活在一个胜利里头？
I am reminded that it is not just during the moment of baptism.
我被提醒，我们不是只是在受定的时刻。
But that we are raised by the right hand of the Lord. And if we're living in the newness of life, we're also upheld by the right hand of the Lord. And finally, just my last reflection on it, is that there's another phrase that stood out in this psalm, which is the phrase in verse 16, where it says, till your people pass over.
然后就是在16节里头，他有说等候你的百姓过去。
It is another phrase that is repeated immediately.
这个他马上他又重新重复了这一句话。
And the context behind these couple verses in the back of this song, it's actually the children of Israel is looking forward to the for the journey ahead.
所以他的意思，他上下文看的话。 就是那些以色列百姓，他们盼望着前面的生活。And
you'll see that it references their journey to the the mountain of your inheritance.
你看他前面就是说，你要将他们领进去栽于你产业的山上。So
it talks about all the like the Edom, Moab, Canaan.
所以他讲到了以东，迦南、摩亚。
And that those people will be still as stone until the children of Israel has passed over them to the promised land.
所以在以色列人他们要进 要他们会经过那些地方，他们就会进入迦南美地。
So it is clear that the children of Israel were convinced of two things.
所以以色列民他们认识到两件事。
The first is that there is no turning back.
第一就是他们不可以再回头了。
And that the second is the Lord will not leave them until they have reached the promised land.
第二就是他们一直到迦南美地以前，主耶稣都不会神都不会离开他们。
That's why in verse 13, in fact, you'll find that it talks about as if this is something that has already happened in the past.
所以第十三节好像这个是已经发生的事情。
That he has already guided them to the holy habitation.
他已经凭着能力引他们到你的圣所。
So what I'm encouraged by is that baptism is not something that we just look back.
所以我就被激励这个受浸浸礼不是只是我们好像回头去回想的事情。
Yes, we all have to look back in order to get to the point of baptism.
我们都需要好像思想到以前我们受浸的时刻。
But baptism is very much also forward-looking.
可是受浸也是也是我们想展望我们看以后的事。
Because from there on, we are on a journey towards his eternal purpose.
因为我们在一条永恒的路上有神的旨意。
The Bible says the question is that the conviction that we have in our hearts indeed?
弟兄姊妹，今天这是否是我们心中的一个意念呢？
That the Lord will never leave you, me, or any of us until his people have passed over.
就是神在他的子民都完全过去之后在之前他会离开我，他会离开我。
Sometimes we have a lack of faith.
我们有的时候信心都不够。
And we doubt God and his plans.
我们都会怀疑神对我们的爱。
But if he has brought us this far, why would he leave us now?
可是他都已经把我们带到今天的时刻他怎么会离开我们？
In fact, I don't think that we can even run away.
甚至我觉得我们都不可能甚至可以跑走。
Because he will find us and he will bring us forward.
因为他会把我们找出来，他也把我们带回到他那里。
Maybe it's actually worthwhile to read together how the Lord is committed to that. If we read verse 17 of chapter 15 of Exodus quickly.
所以我们可以看出埃及记十五章的第六节 17
verse 17 together.
17节我们可以一起念。
And I will read it not from their perspective, but I will change it to us, our perspective.
所以我不是用他们的角度看，而是从我们的角度看。
You will bring them in, but instead of them, I'm changing it to you will bring us in and plant us.
所以他这里说你要将他们领进去，可是我要念成你要将我们领进去。
In the mountain of your inheritance.
在于你产业的山上。
In the place, O Lord, which you have made.
耶和华就是你为自己所造的住处。
For your own dwelling.
主啊，就是你手所建立的圣所。
The sanctuary, O Lord, which your hand hath established.
就是你手所建立的圣所。
So may the Lord just use these simple reminders to encourage all of us.
所以求神能够用这些简单的分享，能够鼓励我们每一个人。
But maybe we'll actually open up the time for some prayers before we. Do you want to do that? You pray? Okay, then maybe we'll have Isaac do that and then.
Given the time, we will give the prayer at the very end of the baptism meeting downstairs.
因为时间的关系，我们在敬礼的结束，我们会有一些祷告。
Yeah, indeed, hear our brother exaltation. All in my heart is what a great salvation we have.
所以听到我们弟兄的劝勉，我的心真是蛮有感谢，神的救恩何等奇妙。
It is such a great salvation for these brothers and sisters to come to this point and obedience to be baptized.
这何等的神的救恩让弟兄姐妹来到这个地步，他们有愿意心来受浸。
Hebrew says, you know, for all our lives we were we afraid of death and we become like debtors.
这希伯来书有提到我们一生我们都好像是怕死的人。
But today, because of our Lord Jesus, we no longer need to be debtors, no longer to be afraid of death. He delivered us and he is leading us on.
他拯救了我们,
Let's have a short word prayer and then we will proceed downstairs.
我们有一个简短的祷告,
Lord Jesus, we thank you so much for what a great salvation you have accomplished among your people.
主耶稣, 谢谢你在你的儿女, 子女当中成就了何等的救恩。
Lord, no matter where we are, either we were deserted by our family or we were young, we know little.
主啊, 不论我们在哪里, 我们是否被我们的家人抛弃, 我们甚至有别的事。
You all can save us to the utmost.
你都能够完全地拯救我们。
But we do pray for your presence and leading for this time downstairs.
所以我们求主, 带领我们在楼下底下的时间。
And Lord, do a marvelous work your own testimony in these brothers and sisters' baptism.
求主这是在这些弟兄姐妹的 敬礼上 成就奇妙的事。
We commit all of them into your loving hands.
我们把他们每个人都交在你自己恩惠的手中。
In the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord, we pray.
奉主耶稣的名祷告。 Amen.
Brothers and sisters, please proceed downstairs quietly. Maybe, we can go quickly.
Brothers and sisters, we encourage you to go to the basement, but you can stay on this floor to watch.